This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The first woman to lead the Boulder Police Department will step down later this month. Chief Maris Harold has accepted a new federal job with the U.S. Department of Justice's Law Enforcement Knowledge Lab, which helps police departments improve training and community relationships. Harold has led the Boulder Police for about 4 years, which included the response to the King Soopers mass shooting. Her last day is January 22nd. Governor Jared Polis is once again calling for cutting state income taxes. Speaking to CPR News after his State of the State address Thursday, the governor said incorporating reforms to Tabor refunds could buoy support for cuts.
It means things like the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, ways to help lower income Coloradans get by. And so I think the challenge is to figure out how we can pair those two into a solution that appeals to moderates, conservatives, progressives.
Colorado has cut income taxes twice in recent elections, both by voter-approved ballot measures. Much of the state could see single-digit temperatures today as a wave of Arctic air rolls across Colorado. But this weekend, a larger mass of dangerous supercooled air from the North Pole's polar vortex could drag temperatures below zero. National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Myers says the cold front could dump 3 feet of snow across parts of the high country.
And the mountains this weekend, I expect a lot of snow. Roads are going to be awful.
In Denver, snow begins overnight with 1 to 3 inches possible. In Colorado Springs, partly cloudy overnight with a low around 5 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC.